Now we're going to turn tonight, please, in God's Word to the New Testament book of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, reading from verse 1 of the chapter, just going down to the end of the chapter to the verse number 24. Now I would encourage you, wherever you are, to look up the Scriptures with us, turn up the Bible and read along with us, and I pray that God will bless His Word even to your heart and soul this evening. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and the verse 1. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. And when I come, whomsoever ye shall approve by your letters, them will I send to bring your liberality unto Jerusalem. And if it be meet that I go also, they shall go with me. Now I will come unto you when I shall pass through Macedonia, for I do pass through Macedonia. And it may be that I will abide yea in winter with you, that ye may bring me on my journey whithersoever I go. For I will not see you now by the way, but I trust to tarry a while with you, if the Lord permit. But I will tarry at Ephesus until Pentecost. For a great door and effectual is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries. Now if Timotheus comes, see that he may be with you without fear. For he worketh the work of the Lord as I also do. Let no man therefore despise him, but conduct him forth in peace, that he may come unto me, for I look for him with the brethren. As touching our brother Apollos, I greatly desired him to come unto you with the brethren, but his will was not at all to come at this time, but he will come when he shall have convenient time. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit ye like men, be strong. Let all your things be done with charity. I beseech you, brethren, ye know the house of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints, that ye submit yourselves unto such and to every one that helpeth with us and laboreth. I am glad of the coming of Stephanas and Fortunatus and Achaeus, and for that which was lacking in your part, they have supplied. If they have refreshed my spirit and yours, therefore acknowledge ye them that are such. The churches of Asia salute you. Aquila and Priscilla salute you much in the Lord. But the churches that is in their house, all the brethren greet you. Greet ye one another with an holy kiss. The salutation of me, Paul, with mine own hand. If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema, maranatha. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. My love be with you all. In Christ Jesus. Amen. We pray that God will just bless this reading of His eternal and infallible Word to all of our hearts this evening. Now, the text of Scripture that I want us to look at is verse number 13 there of 1 Corinthians chapter 16. I read that verse with you again. It says, "Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit ye like men, be strong." The hymn writer asked the question, am I a soldier of the cross, a follower of the Lamb? And by those words, the hymn writer really shows and tells us how the believer in Christ is to be a soldier of the Lord. They are to be a soldier for the Lord Jesus Christ. And this same truth is highlighted here for us in our text this evening in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, in the verse 13, when it says, "Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit ye like men, be strong." In this chapter here before us, the Apostle Paul is concluding his first letter to the Corinthian church. Corinth was a city in southern Greece. It was renowned for its trade and for its wealth. But along with this, it was also known to be a place of much sin and vice and corruption. Yet in the midst of such an ungodly city, God raised up a church to be a testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ, Paul himself had labored as a missionary in this particular city for some 2 years. But after his departure, the church there is attacked by the devil. And in that attack, the devil uses false teachers and false professors of salvation. The outcome is that there is disorder within this church. There is disunity, there is sin, and there is rebellion to the things of God. Therefore, to counteract this, Paul writes this first letter to the Corinthian church, and by this letter he seeks to instruct the believers in the Lord in the right ways of God for their life and for their church. And as he brings this letter to a close, he reminds the Christians at Corinth that they are to live and they are to act as soldiers of Jesus Christ. And this he does in our text in verse 13, when he says, "Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men, be strong." Yes, the living out of such words in their lives was vital. These believers were to bear a good testimony for Christ, and if God's work in that city was to go forward at that particular time. Now we can also say this evening that this exhortation here in 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 13 is also still needful for today. Yes, if the child of God is to be a good witness for the Lord Jesus in the 21st century, yes, if the work of God is not to be hindered, then the Lord's people must heed these words where it says in verse 13 of this chapter, "Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men, and be strong." As we would look just at this verse before us this evening, I want us just to look at the marks of the good soldier of Jesus Christ. The first thing I want you to notice is that the good soldier of Jesus Christ is one who is vigilant. Look at how verse 13 begins. It begins with the word, "Watch ye." To be good soldiers for Christ, the believers at Corinth, they needed to be watchful. They needed to be on their guard, spiritually speaking. They needed to be spiritually alert, awake. They needed to be vigilant of a sober spirit. The church at Corinth at this time was in great danger because of false teachers, because of division and strife and sin. Therefore, the faithful believers who remained, they needed above all to be spiritually vigilant. And this was vital so that a true witness for Christ be maintained and that God's people himself would witness a good confession for their Savior. You know, we can also say that there's still a great need for vigilance amongst God's people today. Turn with me in your Bible over to 1 Peter chapter 5. Turn on over in the New Testament to 1 Peter chapter 5 and to the verse number 8 of that chapter. And here the apostle Peter is speaking under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost to God's people. I want you to see what he says there in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. He says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." Believer in Christ, there's a warning to you and I as God's people. The warning is this, dear believer, that the devil is always out to attack you. He's always out to attack your fellow Christian and the people of God. You think of the warning that the Lord himself gave to the Apostle Peter in the Gospel of Luke as he spoke to him in Luke's Gospel chapter 22 and the verse 31. There the Lord Jesus Christ said to Simon Peter, he said, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan have desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat." And there the Lord was warning Simon Peter of the devil's attack upon him. Therefore, dear Christian, be vigilant. Be on your guard. Be watching out for the devil's attack, the devil's pitfalls and traps against you. Over in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 in the verse number 11, there the Apostle Paul speaks of the attack of Satan. He says, We are not ignorant of his devices. In other words, we are to be alert and vigilant for his attack. It has been said that unless we keep a strict watch, we shall all be betrayed into the hand of our spiritual enemies. Believer, unless you're watchful, you will succumb to the devil's snare and to the devil's attack. Now, for you and I to be watchful, the Bible makes it very clear that we must therefore be prayerful. You see, the two go together. There cannot be one with the other without the other. To be watchful, you and I, we must be prayerful. Think of the words of Christ in Mark's Gospel, chapter 14, and the verse 38. There the Lord is speaking to his disciples, and he says, "Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak." Child of God, pray. Pray that the Lord would make you alert to the devil's attack, to the devil's strategy. Yes, pray that the Lord would keep you from yielding to sin and yielding to temptation. You remember the words of the Lord Jesus Christ to his own people in the Lord's Prayer. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6 and the verse 13, something that God's people are to pray for and pray for daily in their life. He says there, "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Why the importance of that prayer? Because of the attack of the devil upon you, child of God. Believer, think of the words of the hymn writer. The hymn writer says, "Yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. Ask the Savior to help you. He will carry you through." Oh, pray, child of God, that the Lord would make you vigilant to the attack of the evil one, that the Lord would keep you from yielding to the plans and the schemes of Satan. But also in being watchful, believer in Christ, pray that in these days in which we live, that the Lord also would make you wise regarding false doctrines, false teaching, and indeed false teachers of the Word of God in this day and age in which we live. You think of the warning of 1 John chapter 4 in the verse number 1. There it says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." There's a word of warning to you and I as believers. Be on our guard against false teachers, and on our guard against false teaching. Yes, we can say the good soldier of Christ is one who must be watchful and one who must be vigilant. But then secondly, from our text, we can also say that the good soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ must also be steadfast. Look again there at what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 16 in the verse 13. Notice the next phrase in the verse. It says, "Stand fast in the faith." And here the Apostle Paul was telling the Christians in Corinth to steadfastly hold on to the gospel, to steadfastly hold on to the truth, the counsel of God's Word. If you just turn back in your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, just back to the previous chapter and to the opening verses of that chapter, to verses 1 to 3, and there you have Paul speaking to these very same believers about the gospel. He says in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1, he says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have believed and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." There Paul, as he writes to these believers at Corinth, he emphasizes the gospel, that Christ died for our sins and that he rose again according to the Scriptures. He emphasizes the gospel. He emphasizes the Scriptures, the holy Word of God. And in Paul's day, there were those who were denying this gospel. They were those who were turning their back upon the word of God. This was something that was happening in Corinth. Well, this was something that the faithful remnant of God's people at Corinth must not do. Hence, Paul speaks to them here in our text, and he says to them, stand fast in the faith. And my, if ever there was a day when God's people needed to stand fast in the faith, it is the day and age in which you and I live. The Bible speaks of the end times. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and the verse 1 of that chapter, and this is what it says. Now the Spirit, that's the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of the devils. There it speaks of a departure from the faith. Believer in Christ, if you are not to be carried away with the spirit of apostasy in this end times, and that is what apostasy is, it's a departure from the gospel, from the truth of God's word. And if you're not to be carried away with that spirit, then believer, you must hold fast to the gospel. You must hold fast to the light of the scriptures, the light of God's holy word and truth. I tell you this, that if you forsake the gospel, if you forsake God's truth, then you will be like a ship drifting out to sea without an anchor. And the end of that will be one of spiritual shipwreck in your own life and also in the lives of others connected with you, because the Bible says that none of us liveth unto himself. Child of God, in this time in which we live, do not depart from the gospel. Do not depart from the word of God. You think of what is said in Proverbs chapter 23, in the verse 23. There it says, buy the truth and sell it not. Christian, don't you be like Esau. Do not sell the truth of the gospel. Do not sell the truth of God's word for the pottage of this world's pleasures, or the pottage, so to speak, of man's applause. Hold fast to the truth of God's word. Hold fast to the gospel. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and the verse 15, there the word of God says, therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. And that word, their traditions, really means the truths of God's word that have been passed down from one generation to another. Child of God, that simply means that you and I are not to depart from the old paths of God's word. You think of what the prophet Jeremiah says. Jeremiah chapter 6 and the verse 16. There it says, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk ye in, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. There we're told how the old paths of God's word is the path that is good, the path of rest, the path of blessing to our hearts, to our lives, and to our souls as the people of God. How important then it is, dear believer, that you do not depart from the gospel, from the old paths of God's word. And I would encourage you this night, child of God, in praying for our nation, indeed in praying for the church of Christ at this time, pray that God would pour out his spirit by his grace and power. There would be a returning to the old paths, the good way of God's word, God's truth, a returning to the old paths of the word of God. How vital that is for our day and generation. In our text there in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13, Paul says, stand fast in the faith. You know, those words are a word of warning to you who are listening in tonight, who are still perhaps unsaved. For let me say this, that if you are to stand fast in the faith, then you must be in the faith. What does that mean for you? It means this, that as a repentant sinner before God, you must come by faith to Christ and trust him, accept him by faith as your own and personal Savior. It means that you personally must depend upon the merits of Christ, upon the shed blood of Christ for the cleansing away of your sin. It means that you must personally depend upon the righteousness of Christ for acceptance with God. Tell me tonight, are you in the faith? This is what it means for you to be in the faith. In Acts chapter 13, there you have the Apostle Paul preaching the gospel in the city of Antioch. And I want you to listen to what he says in verse 38 and verse 39 of that chapter, preaching the gospel, speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, "Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man," that's the Lord Jesus, "is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. By him all that believe are justified from all things, from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses." That word justified means pardon for sin. Means to be accepted as righteous before a holy God. And you'll see there from that verse, it is not by the works of righteousness of man or the self-righteousness of man or the works of religion or whatever. It's by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ alone as Savior that you can be justified, that you can be in the faith. Yes, to be in the faith, your trust must be in the Lord Jesus Christ alone for salvation. The Bible says in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, of Jesus Christ, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved." Oh, to be saved, your faith must be in Christ and in him alone for salvation. The hymn writer testifying of their salvation in Christ could say, "My heart is leaning on the word, the written word of God, salvation by my Savior's name, salvation through his blood." Dear friend, as you listen in this evening, I pray that those words will be your testimony as well. Salvation through the Savior's name, salvation through his blood. But notice finally here from our text that the good soldier of Jesus Christ must also be one who is courageous. Look at the final words there in 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13, verse 13. It says, "Quit ye like men, be strong." And there you see that the Corinthian believers were to be courageous in living for Christ and in battling against sin. And believer, this is how you are to live the Christian life as well. You think of the words of Joab in 2 Samuel chapter 10 and the verse 12. It says, "Be of good courage and let us play the men for our people and for the cities of our God, and the Lord do that which seemeth him good." Yes, Joab himself was an ungodly man, but his words here in this occasion are a good example for the believer to follow as they battle for God and the truth of God's word. Child of God, in this ungodly world, you too are to be bold and courageous in your stand for the Lord and the word of God. Turning your Bible back to Matthew's Gospel chapter 5. Matthew's Gospel chapter 5 and to the verses 14 to 16 of that chapter. Here Christ is speaking to his people in the Sermon on the Mount about being bold and courageous in their witness and their stand for God. And look at what he says there in verse 14, Matthew chapter 5. He says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Child of God, you're to let your light shine before others. By such a witness, yes, the Lord is honored. The work of God is advanced, and hearts can be touched for God. Believer, this is how God wants you to live in this world. Therefore, I say to you, to be such a witness, do not rest upon your own strength. Do not rest upon the arm of flesh, but rather rest upon the Lord alone for strength and for grace. You think of the words of Ephesians chapter 6 in the verse 10. It says there, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Believer, rest upon the Lord for strength and for grace to boldly and courageously stand for Christ and live for Christ and witness for Christ in your daily life. And can I say that such divine strength is received by prayer? It's received by you seeking the Lord in prayer for help and for blessing. Think of the great promise of Isaiah chapter 40 and the verse 31. There it says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Believer in the Lord, it's by you waiting upon the Lord in prayer that you will receive strength to witness for the Lord, to stand for God, to live for God. In past history, William Wilberforce was the MP for the city of Hull. And he was a good soldier for the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, under his influence, by God's help and blessing, he was enabled to bring an end to the awful evil of the slave trading work in Britain. And he was a man who courageously stood for the Lord. Because he was a man of prayer and true prayer, he received divine strength and enablement to live the life that he lived for God in his day. Indeed, speaking of prayer to the Lord's people, he said these words. He said, of all things, guard against neglecting God in the secret place of prayer. And as we close tonight, believer, I re-echo those words to you as you listen in this evening. Of all things, believer, guard against neglecting God in the secret place of prayer. Heed that counsel, dear believer. And you too will be a good soldier for Christ in our day and generation. Thank you for listening in this evening. I pray God will bless his word to your heart, believer, that you'll be encouraged to press on and stand for God as a good soldier for Christ. But oh, should you be listening in tonight and you're not saved, may the Lord speak on to your heart. May you come and rest upon Christ and trust in him as your own and personal Savior.